Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
We have commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich.
The only patriot on the right now, to me, is Romney.
He's impeached forever.
I think Bernie has a lot of questions to answer here.
I'll buy the presidency. That offends me very much.
Bernie, you're full of it.
I'm a Trumpocrat.
There's Blagojevich this morning commenting when he landed. I don't know if he was landing in Chicago or if he was taking off to fly to Chicago, but he's back home. Probably already got an appointment set up with J.B. Pritzker to talk about some appointment to his administration, don't you think? I'm just kidding. Hey,
no
good morning to you.
There.
It could happen. You never know. You never know. Glad you're with us this morning. So much going on today. You got the Blagojevich stuff last night with the commutation. Now, he's out of jail now. That happened in a hurry. He's back home. We're going to talk more about that. We've got the debate tonight by all of the Democrat wannabes, including little Mike Bloomberg is going to be up there. And we're going to talk to Cassie Smedley about that coming up here about 6:20. And believe it or not, there's a meeting this morning downtown that's been called by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney. What's going to happen there? That's taking place about 8:30. We're going to keep you up to date on it right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're live on Facebook this morning. If you follow us on Facebook, we've got folks on there watching us in Germany this morning.
Very cool.
Und sprachen Sie Deutsch. I don't speak German, but I know that little
You've
phrase.
You've got to brush up. You're going
I know. To. I'm going to Germany. I can't wait to get over there. It's going to be fun. Anyway, you can join us there, and we'll get to all of this and more for you. Right now, I want to welcome in my guest. He is Missouri State Representative Justin Hill from District 108, and he's down in Jeff City this morning. Justin, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Mark. I'm doing well. Long evening last night.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. You had a lot going on yesterday, and you know, between you and Rob Vescovo, it looks like maybe we'll get to the bottom of the million-dollar question. Where did the $120,000 come from that spurred the Greitens investigation?
That's absolutely the goal, Mark. There's just too many questions left unanswered. I know this is 2 years ago, but what we're seeing now is that this narrative is not working out for them, and there was a concerted effort to elect our governor.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Why? I guess the question, Justin, is why did this take 2 years? I mean, that question was lingering even after the governor resigned, everything just kind of got dropped and went away.
Well, it was a scorched earth attack on the governor. So they sued him countless times. Things have to work their way through the court process. And one of those longer processes is the Missouri Ethics Commission. I mean, they had to subpoena 80,000 documents and go through all that, looking for evidence that came up to cause him to resign. And ultimately, it was a pressure campaign. All his staff were getting sued. You know, it's just they went after his family and friends. And, he did the right thing at the time. He did what he had to do to survive.
Right. And, you know, he claims he was exonerated. Some people have taken issue with that since there was a fine levied for the fact that, there were some in-kind contributions that didn't get reported properly. Even Tony Messenger, the Post-Dispatch columnist here, who's a lot like Adam Schiff, made up his own little version of that in his story in the Post this morning. They will do anything to try to continue to drag this governor through the mud.
Yeah, for sure. They don't want the truth surfacing. That is, somebody is literally trying to stop the truth from getting out.
So I know, tell people what your bill would do. You're asking Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, to appoint a prosecutor to look into this, correct?
No, not necessarily. Just ask. I filed a resolution, and a resolution simply is an official declaration from the House of Representatives here in Missouri that would send a formal request to the Attorney General, the DOJ, the FBI, saying, please look into the source of the cash that unelected our governor.
It doesn't, you know, I'm not a federal prosecutor, and I've never investigated a tax fraud situation, but somebody somewhere, that ought to be pretty simple to track down, I would think.
Yes, you're well aware. I used to be in the DEA task force, and one of the missions specifically I had was large currency investigations. And anytime we saw large bulk amounts of cash, it was always involving a crime. Somebody didn't want a paper trail on the source of the money. And in any crime, you always want to follow the source of the money. And those are the questions we left unanswered back in 2018.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, simultaneously, your House Majority Leader, Rob Vescovo, from down in Arnold, is in the Judiciary Committee trying to change the rule that would allow the legislature to look into this more deeply, correct?
Yes, because there were statements that were contradictory throughout the investigation even done here. We had Mr. Al Watkins indicated that Mr. Fawn said that the cash came from a wealthy out-of-state donor that wanted Greitens removed. But then in another hearing, we heard Mr. Fawn say that, you know, the cash was his. You know, some people didn't even know the names of the people moving the cash. I mean, there's way too many discrepancies. And so the floor leader, Rob Vescovo, you know, unrelated, honestly, we did not coordinate. He had a hearing on a bill that would give teeth to the House of Representatives. If somebody came and intentionally lied to this body, there would be repercussions.
Yeah, well, good for you, Justin, because I only say this partially tongue in cheek. Are you you've got to be ready for the barrage that's going to hit you now, because whoever was behind this was powerful enough to force the resignation of an elected governor in the state of Missouri. They're not going to let you get off easily challenging them.
I fully expect it, but usually, you know, truth and honesty, you know, goes a long way in this business. And, you know, and all we have to do is expose the truth. The truth is on our side, and I think we'll get to the bottom of it.
So what was the reaction yesterday when you submitted this resolution? And how quickly do you think you can get this request sent off to the Attorney General?
The reaction from a bunch of my members was like that, oh, my goodness, you know, like that took a lot to do, right? We've got a few members, you know, my colleague to the north of me, Randy Peitzman, he's co-signed this. So I expect other members today to start co-signing and urge the Speaker of the House to refer this resolution so we can bring it to the floor, have a debate, and get this investigation moving.
Well, thank goodness, and I'm glad to hear that. On a side note, before, and I've only got a minute or so left here, there was another hearing yesterday at 4. Is it House Bill 1935? Is that the bond?
1937,
okay.
Yeah, it's a bill to repeal the Supreme Court rules on quote unquote bail reform.
And is that, I mean, I can't imagine anybody would be opposed to that. You got 85 signatures pretty quick when you first brought this up, right?
Yeah, well, it was 82 signatures, and only 82 because we ran into some bad weather and people had to get out of the Capitol. But yeah, typically it'll be kind of party line, because last year the Democrat Party filed a bill to actually remove a cash bail requirement, effectively just letting felons out of jail the next day. So yesterday we had a bunch of sheriffs from four corners of the state come up here and say, listen, we can't keep arresting and releasing people. They're literally going back to our town squares and committing more crimes. I mean, they're arresting the same person for burglary twice in the same week. And they came to the committee pleading, please undo the Supreme Court's rules. And ironically, I told the committee, I said, listen, this is the most discussion we've ever had on this issue, because the Supreme Court literally took a bill and made a law. So they completely violated the separation of powers. And this is what happens. The people of Missouri are frustrated, and they want us to repeal these rules.
Well, Justin, listen, that's leadership, in my opinion. Keep up the good work down there and let us know how it's going.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Yep, I appreciate getting you on here. Justin Hill, State Representative of District 108. Wow. Where did the $120,000 come from? Could we be seeing some light at the end of that tunnel?
Maybe you'll get your question answered.
A few nervous people around the state of Missouri today upon that news. Can I just tell you that?
Everybody knows half the U.S. Senate's run by Republicans. It'll be half run by Republicans next time. And it takes 60 votes to get any of this stuff through. And yet nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. None of this is going to get passed. You're going to be a miserable president.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
I sense a little bit of a Rolaids moment on the part of Chris Matthews there. I don't know about you. Cassie Smedley joining us this morning from the RNC. Cassie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show on the left. You've got Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews who are twisting in knots because they both want to like the progressive candidate, but they're afraid that they don't have anybody on that stage tonight who can get elected. They know that deep down.
That's right. It's quite the conundrum for the Democrat Party. Do the bidding of the party to block the will of this Bernie rising, and we know Bernie has a lot of, he's the only one on the Democrat side that has his own following. Everybody
right.
else is just, let's try and beat Trump. But what's so interesting to me is that they're going apoplectic about the possibility that Bernie might really get the nomination. They might really nominate a socialist. And yet every person on that stage tonight has acquiesced to Bernie's socialist policies, the policies that used to put him in the corner in the Senate and he'd sit by himself and no one signed on to his legislation are now a litmus test for the party. So they've painted themselves into this corner, and I'm very happy to watch that paint dry.
Well, I am with you on that one. It's very rare that I want to watch paint dry, but I'm anxious to see how this goes tonight. You know, Bloomberg is going to be on stage for the first time tonight. He's not going to be in a slickly produced ad. And you know that the other seven members that are on that stage are going to do everything they can to get under his skin because he's got a history of having a fairly short fuse.
Yeah, and they've said as much that if they agree on one thing, it is to show Bloomberg's weakness as a candidate. And they're all going to pile on and gang up on him. But, you know, Mike Bloomberg, not only does he have a history of a short fuse and he's not a good public speaker and doesn't have a great personality, but he's had a really horrible week with all of these horrible things that he said with stop and frisk or his record of sexism and frankly, just outright abuse of former female employees. And they're making suggestions about how they should carry their children or not. Those are all things that I'm sure will come out today, but he's clearly an unvetted candidate. He thought he could just buy his way onto the ballot and maybe into the White House. And now I think he's getting a taste of what this all really looks like when
yeah.
people aren't happy that you haven't had to go through the same vetting that they have. But I got to get in here that for all of this infighting over there, which for those of us who have to watch these debates for a job, at least they're making it interesting finally.
Right.
You've got, conversely, the president will be in Arizona tonight doing a rally, some counter-programming. And again, he set up the juxtaposition of he's going to spend an hour or so talking about results, talking about what more we can do together to keep America great. The best is yet to come. This very positive message with this raucous crowd in a state that's really important for 2020. Next to the Democrats who are just going to be fighting over themselves to try and say, but it's not fair. It's not fair. I deserve it. It's my turn. Whereas the president's going to be talking about what more we can do together as a country.
Couldn't agree more. And they're already pointing out the fact that a lot of Bernie supporters that they feel like once again, the Democratic Party is trying to steal this away from him by changing the rules to get Bloomberg on the stage. Before we run out of time, I got to get your thoughts on this. Play cut number 37, please.
And if you're asking me what my party affiliation is, I'm a Trumpocrat.
I think that sounds like a made-for-TV commercial for me from Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's got a lot to be grateful to the president for today, too. So,
yeah, I know he's getting, we've got, in fact, I'll just mention this, Cassie. I've even put a poll up on my Facebook page this morning. So far, about 62% of people agree with the president's decision to, you know, to commute the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. And it's interesting that in America these days, even the commutation of a Democrat sentence is reason for Democrats to criticize the president.
Oh, sure, if it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
But I think with Rob Blagojevich or any number of these commutations, the former coach of the 49ers, it's showing that this excessive use of sentencing, politically motivated or not. I mean, it was an interesting day yesterday watching the list of people that were going to be commuted as I was talking to someone about Rob Blagojevich, I said, what's the deal there? And they said, there's a lot of people in Illinois in particular that felt that was just politics at play. So
sure.
It's interesting. I'm not a lawyer, but I do see that the president was making a point that when you use these excessive sentencings, he's going to use the his ability from the White House to commute them.
Very timely decision, I think.
Yes.
Cassie
yes.
Smedley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Yep. Have a great week, Mark.
You too. At CM Smedley there on Twitter. Go follow her there. Hey, go vote. Go to the Facebook page. We're live. In fact, we got the show live up on Facebook this morning, getting people from as far away as Germany watching. That's pretty cool. And you can vote. Tell us what you think. The poll is live right now. Did the president make the correct decision commuting the sentence of Rod Blagojevich?
Yes, we have commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. He served 8 years in jail. It's a long time, and I watched his wife on television. I don't know him very well. I met him a couple of times. He was on for a short while of The Apprentice years ago. Seemed like a very nice person. Don't know him.
Have I been mispronouncing it? Is it Blagojevich?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think the president's mispronouncing it. But anyway... Mm-hmm. I just want to point something out here. If you're following the story this morning, Rod Blagojevich was found guilty of lying to the FBI. And the jury couldn't convict him on the 23 other counts. So what happened here? The prosecutors went to the judge and said, well, we know he's guilty of all this other stuff, but the jury won't convict him on it. So you should sentence him to the maximum sentence. So the man got 14 years in jail for lying to the FBI. There are plenty of examples out there of people that got probation for lying to the FBI or 12 months. He got 14 years. So if you don't think the president was trying to make a point here, you're wrong. I'm just telling you, that's why this happened yesterday on the verge of the Roger Stone sentencing. That's what I believe. Hey, let's check in on the markets real quick. Good morning, Jennifer Kashinka. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
We're having a great day here. There's so much to talk about this morning.
Okay.
There is. Rod Blagojevich. We got all kinds of good stuff going on around here.
Most people are thankful if they don't have to say his name.
Yes, exactly.
It's Rod very Blagojevich. Difficult to pronounce.
Not one of my favorites to pronounce.
No, I'll bet not. What's going on in the markets?
All right, futures are modestly higher this morning after China launched fresh measures to support local businesses that are struggling because of the coronavirus outbreak. Boeing's crisis-hit 737 MAX jetliner faces a new potential safety issue as debris has been found in the fuel tanks of several new planes that were in storage awaiting delivery to airlines. The head of Boeing's 737 program has told employees the discovery was absolutely unacceptable. But the company says it doesn't see the issue further delaying the jet's return to service. Air Canada says it's been in talks with Boeing about compensation for the grounded 737 MAX and received an initial settlement payment at the end of 2019. Air Canada says it anticipates the 737 to return to service late this summer and that it expects 6 MAX aircraft to be delivered in 2020 and another 20 to be delivered in 2021. The U.S.-China trade war is supposed to be over, but heavy volleys are still being fired. The Trump administration is considering new restrictions on shipments of specific high-value U.S. equipment to China. In one case, the administration may halt deliveries of jet engines co-produced by GE and France's Safran for a new airliner China's developing. A potential escalation of protective trade measures. The administration's also drafting rules to limit the use of U.S. chip-making equipment in China. Groupon says it plans to stop selling merchandise by the end of the year, driven out by what it called a fiercely competitive and in some cases economically irrational retail landscape. The Chicago-based company, which connects consumers with local merchants by offering discounts on various goods, services, and activities, says it will shift from the current deal-centric approach and focus on local experiences, such as discovering wine-tasting dinners at local restaurants or a painting class at a local store. An Illinois company that rapidly expanded during the past 2 years to deliver packages for Amazon is shuttering operations in five states and letting go hundreds of drivers after failing to meet the e-commerce giant's standards. The shuttering of Bear Down Logistics underscores the challenges Amazon faces outsourcing deliveries in new untested companies instead of traditional partners such as UPS and FedEx. Bear Down notified Ohio, Virginia, Minnesota, and Illinois it would close facilities in those states in April, resulting in the loss of almost 280 jobs. Another Bear Down facility near Grand Rapids, Michigan will also close. If you work at a Hilton, you're probably pretty content. Fortune is out with its annual list of the 100 best companies to work for, and Hilton is at the top for the second straight year. Rounding out the top five, Ultimate Software, Wegmans, Cisco, and Workday. Blue Apron says it may put itself up for sale after the meal kit maker reported more customer defections and another quarterly loss. The company says it's also considering merging its meal kit business with other companies and raising money. Shares are down 12% in pre-market trading. And Biscoff cookies are out. Oreos are in. United Airlines says it's replacing the sugary spice Biscoff cookies with Oreo Thins as part of an update to its complimentary snack offerings on flights. The airline will continue to offer economy passengers both pretzels and the popular Dutch Stroop waffles, which were reintroduced last year. Mark?
Why not just give us full-size Oreos? Why don't like the Thins? I don't understand that.
That's a great question.
I mean, it's almost like you're trying to say, well, we don't want to give you the full Oreo, but we're going to give you
the
thin.
They don't want to weigh down the plane.
Maybe. You got to wonder. Come on. That seems so cheesy to me.
We want most stuff now.
Yeah.
Double stuff. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jen.
You got it.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't even like the regular Oreos at this point. Like, if I'm going to have an Oreo, it's going to be the double stuff.
Double, mega, or most.
Yes.
So
the regular ones don't even have enough of the cream.
I would take an Oreo thin over those weird biscuit cracker things, though, that they
kind
cookies
of
on the, you know, that are like just the sugar cookie. I'm not speaking correctly, but Oreo Thins are better than the other.
I think, off that subject for a minute, I had an experience yesterday that shouldn't surprise me, but it did, right? So my wife she ordered some lunch for our nephew. Yesterday was his birthday. And she wanted to go she was just going to take this food to his school and drop it off for him as a surprise. She gets to this fast food restaurant and notices a sign on the door. And it says, limited hours, temporary limited hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., which struck her as a little odd because you could clearly take advantage of the lunch crowd, but you could never take advantage of the dinner crowd with this sign on the door. So it's the actual owner who's making the sandwiches for her. And she said, I have to ask, why do you have that sign on the door? He said, I can't get employees. I'm paying $10 an hour, which is a couple of bucks over minimum wage. It's in West St. Louis County, and I can't get people to work here. He said, I had a couple of young ladies come in yesterday who asked me if they could split shifts so that one could work if the other one couldn't, and I said, absolutely. And I've never heard back from him. He said, I don't know what to do. He said, so I'm having to do it all myself, and I just can't work 12-hour days, so I'm just limiting the hours that the restaurant's open.
Yeah.
And this is right across from a major high school in West St. Louis County.
Well, I can tell you most of those kids don't work jobs.
Well, I know they must not. I mean, I worked up a side job through high school.
But generally, they're not doing it.
Between
the pressure of I've just grades and then sports, and not just sports at the high school, but being in either a select team or club team, there is not many kids in the area working.
I've heard it clearly. That's not a skilled position, but I've heard the same complaint from people who are offering $70,000 a year jobs for auto mechanics who can't find people willing to work the job because they have to work Saturdays and they have to work evenings sometimes to get people's cars fixed. And they don't want to do it for $65,000 or $70,000 a year. What that is evidence of is a really good economy, number one. I mean, besides the fact that we have a bunch of teenagers with poor work ethics these days, there are so many jobs out there that this guy's offering a couple of bucks above minimum wage and can't get people to work in his sandwich shop. That shocked me. It just surprised me. There's not a bus stop anywhere near his particular store there. So, you know, people who have to commute by bus to work those jobs are probably not able to get to him. So he's stuck trying to find teenagers or people that that just want part-time work, and he can't get the jobs. It's kind of sad. Kind of a sad statement. Hey, I tell you what, we'll get to a break here and get to your calls. Just a reminder, we've got the poll up on the Facebook page about the Blagojevich commutation. Do you agree or disagree? Go to the Mark Cox Show page there on Facebook, and be sure you like the page. We're also broadcasting the show live every morning now on that Facebook page, and I'll get to more of your phone calls after this. That can stand the test of
time at this family table's held together. I'm Jason Church.
We were just talking about Jason. I've missed him. I've got his drop on here. I had to use it.
He's a good boy.
I'm Jason
Church. I miss him, too.
The only time I've ever been able to mimic him really well is when I have a cold. That's the only time my voice gets low enough to get, I'm Jason Church. I never have to do it. We miss him. He's doing well over to SIUE, so glad for him over there. That's fantastic. Good for him. Hey, I tell you what, how about caller 12 gets a pair of tickets to the Zac Brown Band? They're coming up in March at Enterprise Center, 314-241-9797, and the winner will come down here and pick them up at the Bomarito box office. 314-241-9797. Good stuff. Good luck to you. Jeff from Roxana won yesterday. What's the matter?
Good
lucka. That's good.
Gouda. Now I'm hungry.
So what was that Tennessee woman story that you had over there a minute ago? Can you please tell the public about
that? Do you want me to?
It's kind of weird.
Okay. A woman stabs her first cousin, who is also her boyfriend, after an argument. That's all.
That is all. Enough said. Nothing else to say.
Yeah. I mean, she's 50. She lives with her cousin. They are in a sexual relationship.
No.
They got in a fight. She stabbed him a couple times. It says he cleaned the wound, and they think he's going to be okay, but she was charged with assault.
Is he going to continue to live there? Are they still a couple?
You guys, I don't know. All it says is Easter brunch is going to be awkward.
Right.
I can't make this stuff up.
So if a Tennessee couple moves to Missouri and gets divorced, are they still first cousins? Is that the joke?
Explain the logic behind the joke that you think that is.
Okay, it's just a funny joke.
Like if cousins
if
are married.
If he has to explain it, it's too
late. If a married couple from Tennessee moves to Missouri and gets divorced, are they still brother and sister? Have you not heard that before? We're kind of making fun of people from Tennessee. That's all.
Why'd you pick Tennessee? Why not
I've heard
Kentucky?
Arkansas, because that doesn't happen in Kentucky.
Mm.
I'm sure that's never happened in Kentucky. Stop. Stop with the crickets. You know it. Oh, boy.
Your jokes are good.
Uh-huh.
We're the ones that don't get it.
it's our fault, Trisha.
It's us, not him.
Right, exactly.
Thank you very little. Dr. Charmaine Yost coming up. We're going to get her in here from the Heritage Foundation and talk a little bit more about how in the world the Democrats are going to reconcile a multi-billionaire white rich guy at the top of their ticket when all the progressives seem to hate the one that's currently occupying the White House. We'll chat about that. Go to the Facebook page and vote on our Blagojevich poll. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.